Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Hamoitzei kelim, if a person finds a vessel, va'aleihem tzuras hachama, and on those vessels is a emblem of a sun, tzuras levana, or an emblem of a moon, tzuras dirakain, of a dragon or some type of snake, yelichem liyam ha'melech, a person should throw them into the Dead Sea because they were certainly made for Avodah Zarah, and if so, they're asar bana, they're prohibited to derive benefit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Sha'ala mechubadin, if these emblems, these engravings, are on respectful vessels, so let's say jewelry or something similar, or an expensive vase, asurim, then they're prohibited to derive benefit because we assume they're avodah zarah. Sha'ala mevuzin, but if let's say they're on insignificant kelim, like on a pot or something similar to that mutar, they're permissible, and hana, we don't assume they were used for avodah zarah. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi adds on to the words of the Tanakhama, the first Tan in the Mishnah, and he says, in the cases where they're usher and another prohibited to derive benefit, you don't have to necessarily travel all the way to the Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea, and throw them in. You could also grind them up and throw the dust of them into the wind. Amud Leich Chacham says, Rabbi Yossi, Afu Nasa Zevel, if you do that, it eventually turns into fertilizer and comes out, you're deriving benefit from the Avodah Zarah, and that's usher. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, don't let anything of Avodah Zarah have anything, don't let any type of benefit have benefit to you. So even if there's an insignificant or inconsequential benefit, that's also usur, and therefore it would be prohibited to do that. Let's see Mishnah Dal, Mishnah 4. Shal Proiklus ben Ploisvus, as Rabbi Gamliel Ba'akoi. Proiklus, the son of Ploisvus, asked Rabbi Gamliel in Akko, in the city of Akko, at the time Shayaruchitz Bamercha Chalafroiditi, at the time that Rabbi Gamliel was washing himself in the bathhouse of Aphroditi, and in Aphroditi there was a Greek idol called Aphroditi that was in this bathhouse. Amle Proiklus said to Rabbi Gamliel, Kosu b'Torascham, it says in your Torah, V'alayid b'yodcha me'umma min achirim, you're not allowed to have even a tiny drop of benefit from Chayrim, from Avodah Zarah. Ne'mata richa t'mecha t'afredidi. So if so, how is it permissible for you to derive benefit from this Avodah Zarah bathhouse? Amle Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein m'shivim b'merchatz, I cannot respond to you, divrei Torah, in a bathhouse where people are not clothed properly, k'shiyotza. When he walked out of the bathhouse with Proiklus, Amale Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Aniloi basi bigvula, I didn't come into the area of this bathhouse. He bas bigvuli, it came into my area. What means to say, they put it up after the merchatz, after the bathhouse was already done, and it was a public bathhouse, they decided to turn it to Avodah Zarah. Einam nasa merchatz afreiditi na, they didn't build this bathhouse in honor of the Avodah Zarah. Alaimrim nasa safreiditi na la merchatz. They said, no, let's add to the bathhouse by putting up this statue. This Avodah Zarah comes out that the bathhouse is the ikar, it's the main thing, and the Avodah Zarah is just the secondary, it's inconsequential. Davar acher, another reason he gave, even if they paid me a lot of money, would you walk into your Avodah Zarah while you were unclothed, ubalkari, and with the emissions, umashtim befaneha, and urinating in front of it? And this Avodah Zarah is standing at the drain, the sewage, and everyone is urinating in front of it. The Torah only says, destroy their quote-unquote gods. Something that is honored and prestigious like a god, usher, then is prohibited to derive benefit. But let's say an Avodah Zarah where it's that they disgrace it and it's in a distasteful way, mutter, in that situation it would be permissible, therefore I am permitted to bathe in this bathhouse. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.